Let's say hi to Richard. Richard's been waiting patiently. He's got better things to do than to talk to us, but
I'm sure.
But he's standing by to school us a little bit on the Eagles, the Eagle Scout rank. We were talking about this story in the news. You probably saw this. The Boy Scouts of America announced that they're going to allow girls into the scouting programs next year. And on the news last night, much was made of the fact that girls, at least they talked to a number of girls who wanted in on this, wanted to get in the Boy Scout program so they could get that Eagle Scout rank. So I don't know if there's not anything there. I don't know if there is the lack of an equivalence to the Eagle Scout rank in the Girl Scout program. I'm not sure, but they wanted to go after the Eagle Scout rank. That was brought up a number of times. So Richard, you are an Eagle. You're an Eagle Scout, and your kids are. Is that right?
Yeah, I am. Three of my boys are, and my two other ones are working.
Great. All right. So, first of all, is there, now, I don't know what you know about the Girl Scout program, but I'll ask you anyway, just in case you do. Is there anything like this in the Girl Scout program that you know of?
I don't know, because I only have boys, so I haven't dealt with the Girl Scout program.
Okay.
How old is the average Eagle Scout? Is that something, you know, you attain at 15 or 16, or?
Yeah, in Whatcom County, they want you to be 16 because you're old enough to show leadership. And they figure if you don't have it by 16, you're too interested in gasoline and perfume, so it's harder to get. So 16, 17.
And is this years to get this? Is this years served? Is this the number of years that you're in, or is it hours, or what is it?
It's both. You have to, well, first of all, you have to earn 22 merit badges, which involve everything from cooking to camping, to citizenship in the community and nation and communications, first aid. So there's a bunch of different merit badges you have to earn. And then you have to earn different ranks. You have to start with first class, second class, star, life. And each one of those has certain requirements. You have to show leadership. You have to do, you have to be a leader in your troop for 6 months, and you have to do a certain amount of service hours.
Okay.
So for each one, for like stars, like two or three. For life, you've got to do 6 to 8 service hours. And then when you get your Eagle, you have to sit down and plan a project, and you have to plan it. You're the one that comes up with the plan. You have to show leadership. You have to show what you want done, how you want to do it. And there's an Eagle Board of Review in Whatcom County who will okay that Eagle project, and then you go do it. And you have to show that you showed leadership. You didn't do the work. You showed the boys what you wanted done and how it got done. And then you go back and you write up your project, your final project, and then they okay it.
Well, it sounds like something that if you're gonna get to that level of it, you've got to really be motivated. And it sounds like it's a lot of work. And I can certainly see that the kind of kid that's going to do that when he's in high school is also going to be extremely motivated to get into a good college, and is going to be working with programs in his high school and other things to try to get into a college. So I could sort of see how, man, you would almost have to have that. It would be tough to do both, you know, because those kids that are really motivated like that, that want to go in and get, you know, maybe it's a lot of scholarships or whatever the case might be. They're spending a lot of time on the side outside of their schoolwork doing that kind of stuff. I can't imagine juggling that and also what you're talking about, trying to be an Eagle Scout when you're 16 or 17 years of age.
Yeah, it was hard. Well, mom and dad are the great push behind it. Without mom and dad helping, it doesn't get done.
Yeah.
And for my oldest boys, yeah, they juggling sports and scouts, but we believe in keeping them busy keeps them out of trouble. So.
Yeah. Now, you being an Eagle Scout, was there anything that took that require, you know, that you had to do to be required to be an Eagle Scout that you thought, this is dangerous, I wouldn't want my kid doing this?
No, because it's all adult supervised. In fact, the Eagle project I did, they don't let us do anymore because they say it's too easy. I did a canned food driver on Christmas time, and so now it's changed. My oldest boy built a bird aviary for a bird rescue. My second boy built something for the Mount Baker Band, and then my third boy did some bird boxes for the Kendall Elementary School. So each one's different, and each one just depends on what the kids' options, but they're all very well adult supervised.
So I would think they would have some of this, something similar to this in the Girl Scouts program, but is there something, what are the benefits of being an Eagle Scout with regard to college applications? Are there any, or future employment?
Yeah, with college, there's an Eagle Scout scholarship that comes with it.
Okay.
And then if you put down you're an Eagle Scout, it shows you're involved, and so colleges will look favorably upon that. And if you have achieved your Eagle Scout, it hasn't happened to me personally, but my nephew got his job, one of his jobs in the military because he was an Eagle Scout. And you also go, if you're an Eagle Scout, you go in the military, you get, instead of an E-1, you get an E-2 pay grade. So you get a higher pay grade going in the military.
Whoa,
wow,
okay.
How about that?
Okay, all right, well, that's good to know. So it's helped you as an adult?
I can't say it's helped me get a job, but the stuff that I learned from it and the knowledge I learned, mm-hmm. it has helped. And I know it's helped my boys, my oldest boy, because of what, between school and scouts, he really learned that he enjoyed welding. And so that's mm-hmm. his career, is he's taken off welding.
I really don't want to get into the politics of it so much, but just on the surface of it, I mean, would having girls doing that, you know, do you see any problems with that? I mean, like,
if each troop and pack decides that's what they want to do, and they train the adult leaders to handle both boys and girls, because they have girls in scouts now, it's called the Explorer Program.
Okay.
And as long as they're trained for it and they know how to handle the differences, it's fine. I have no problem with it.
Okay.
You know, we're an LDS troop, so we'll never have girls in with us. But if each troop is trained and ready for it and prepared to deal with the differences, I have no problem with it.
John, I don't know about you when you were 16 or 17, but if you were stuck in a snow cave all weekend with a Girl Scout, I wouldn't be thinking about tying knots.
Well, I guess I could see from a Scout Master's point of view that, look, we start bringing girls in here, these guys are going they're going to lose their focus. We've got them on track right now.
They're going to be about untying knots tying knots, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, that's right.
Well, and that's why the troops would have to be trained and be prepared for it, because they already do that. The Explorer program has girls and boys, and if you go to Philmont, which is a very big scout ranch in New Mexico, there's girls all over the place, and so it's, you know, they've done it for years. You just, it's something new for the Cub Scouts and for the younger packs.
All right. Well, excellent, Richard.
Yeah, good job.
Good job explaining all that, and good job with your boys. That sounds like you're
keeping them busy.
Yeah, you're keeping them busy on the right track. Thanks, man.
You know, he was talking about leadership and stuff. I just pulled up famous Eagle Scouts, and almost every one of them is a politician or a leader or a senator or an astronaut or something. I mean,
hey, Johnny Paycheck was not.
No,
a,
Johnny Paycheck
an
wasn't
Eagle,
in there.
He wasn't an Eagle Scout.
But under famous scouts, just being a Boy Scout, Jim Morrison, rock legend. And when we talked to Ray Manzarek, we said, "What if Jim Morrison's is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?" And he said, "His Cub Scout uniform." No joke.
Yeah.